it's a remarkable turnaround from just a couple weeks ago. They've gone from the narrative of the Islamic State is on the ropes to now there's an entire continent, an entire European Union that is living in fear. And some of it's inflated, but obviously there is a tremendous lethal threat that has to be addressed. The Paris attacks were a big shift because they've gone from attacks that are inspired to these are clearly directed attacks and some kind of support. And for them to be able to pull this off, especially in France, which has a pretty good intelligence and security service, is very troubling. These are spread out because of the Schengen visa nature of Europe. You can have Schengen terror, and it's clearly spread beyond France and Belgium.
Yeah, the ease with which people can cross the borders is an issue. And it appears as though it's almost as easy to cross from France to Belgium as it is to go from Syria to Belgium, which is something authorities were caught by surprise about in this situation.
That's probably the most disturbing aspect of this all. It's not that there was an extremist cell in France or Belgium. They've had this problem for decades. It's not related or restricted just to ISIS. It is very, very troubling that these people who are known wolves of terror, they knew who these people were. They were able to travel unmolested to Syria and then even more worrisome, back.
And what does that tell you about the security apparatus there?
The fact that they could do this, they weren't strangers. They were already on the radar. But the problem is the EU and the West terror radar, their threat matrix, is overwhelmed.
Patrick Skinner, Director of Special Projects at the Soufan Group. J.J. Green, WTOP News.